Hi, and welcome to the Organized for Success podcast, the show where we provide home organizing and productivity tips so that you can get your home and life organized and stay organized. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen. Hi, and welcome to the Organized for Success podcast. Today, we are talking about self-care. But before we get started, I wanted to quickly mention that I am considering doing a 60-day decluttering and home organizing challenge in the new year, and there's nothing better than starting the year off organized. If you want more information, send me the word challenge on Instagram at Kathy Organizes, KathyOrganizes, or send me a message in our Facebook group. If you're in our free Facebook group called Organize for Success, you can send me the word challenge, or you can send me the word challenge on our contact form at kathymcewan.com/contact. It's kathymcewan.com/contact. And once again, the word challenge, it's all you need to send me and I will send you all the details. Okay, so let's get started and let's talk about self-care. So what do you think of when you think of self-care? And most of us can agree that self-care could be that, you know, we're having a day at the spa with one of our best friends, or a nice bubble bath with candles, or finally reading that novel we bought 3 years ago and haven't had time to read it. So those are some examples, but there's also a different kind of self-care, the kind that involves doing work on yourself, discovering and unfolding the layers that make you, you. And I would argue that both are equally beneficial for our health, our confidence, our relationships. So why do we find it so difficult to make the time for self-care? Why don't we make time for ourselves? Good question, right? Well, it could be that it feels selfish to work on ourselves, or maybe we believe our needs are not as important as others, or maybe you're having a hard time saying no to other people, and then you just don't have time for yourself. Or maybe we tell ourselves that we don't have the time to waste on ourselves. We just don't have the time to waste on ourselves. Or maybe we don't believe we've earned it or deserve it. Maybe we feel like we don't deserve to have that time to ourselves for self-care. So these are just a few examples, and I want you to really think about it. And also, how do we overcome these self-care objections that are causing us not to have that self-care time that we need? So overcoming difficult hurdles is not an easy task, but here are some tips to help you ease into more time for self-care. So I'm just going to provide a few tips on how to ease into more time for self-care. And you can start by asking yourself a question. So take one of those objections that we were just talking about. Would you say that to a friend of yours? So for example, we sometimes tell ourselves we don't have time to waste on ourselves. So if you're chatting with a friend, would you say to your friend, well, you just don't have time to waste on yourself? No, you wouldn't, right? You would never say that to a friend. So why do we say it to ourselves? If we would never say that to a friend, why do we consider ourselves any different? So I want you to think about that. Also, like, give yourself permission to take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself, like you would a loved one. So give yourself permission and remind yourself that the world will continue. We can lose track of ourselves while taking care of others and forget that the world will not fall apart if we take our time out. I guarantee you, if you take some time to yourself, the world will not stop. It's not going to. So if we take a few days or a few hours or even a few minutes, the world will go on. Everything will be fine. And I know that at times this may not be easy to do, especially if you're caring for someone who may be ill, for example, but there are always a few minutes in a day for you. So focus on those times that you can have for yourself. Decide that you are more important than anyone. I know this is a hard one to swallow, but hear me out. It may take years, months, or days, but your body will eventually force you to take a break. Because you know what? We're only human in the end, right? We are human. And although our bodies are incredible, at some point it will say, enough is enough. And I don't want you to get to that point. So don't let it get to that point. Put yourself first so that you have the energy, the mental capability, the health, and, you know, so that you can focus and help those around you. So decide that you are most important. And you know what? I can attest to this. I was working long hours. You may have heard me talk about this before, but you know, I was working really long hours daily and my body just started to shut down. You know, I just couldn't do what I used to be able to do. Now, these were more physical challenges that I was having. Like I just didn't have the strength and energy anymore to do what I used to be able to do. And it was because I wasn't putting myself first. Definitely was not. And it happens. So be careful. You are important. You deserve to take care of yourself. And remind yourself that being selfish would mean not taking care of yourself. Let me say that again. Remind yourself that being selfish would mean not taking care of yourself. So you'd be selfish to not take care of yourself, not the other way around. It is not selfish for you to take time for yourself. It would be more selfish if you didn't take care of yourself. Ask yourself, if you, without you, how many lives would be impacted, right? So you need to take care of yourself. We want you around. If you weren't, it would impact a lot of people. So it's not selfish to take care of yourself. And self-care doesn't need to take a lot of time. So figure out where you can fit in the things you need. You may not be able to do everything you want, but you can start small, like taking a break every couple of hours. You know, just figure out what time you can, but make sure you have time and schedule your self-care time in your calendar and have a reminder go off. Bing, it's time for self-care. And I don't know about you, but I find time flies during the day. It just flies right by. And before you know it, it has been hours and I haven't done anything for my own self-care. So put it in your calendar, whatever it is for you, whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter what kind of self-care you want. Put it in your calendar, make it happen, have a reminder go off so that you know, okay, it's now time for self-care. And let loved ones know that you need to take some time for yourself and that you would need their support, because I know, mom and dads, do you hear me here? Like, seriously, you need to take care of yourself, not just others. You have to take care of yourself. So let your spouse know and make it happen. Or if you have older children, let them know that you need to take time for yourself. Let them know. Let those loved ones know. Because I know I was a mom. Still a mom. I shouldn't say was. I still am a mom. But when my kids were little, you know, they wanted my attention. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to have a break. I used to call it a timeout. Like I'd have my own timeout. I want my own. I want to sit on the stairs and be quiet and have nothing around me. I need a timeout. So let your loved ones know that you need that timeout so that they can support you. And learn to say no. As much as we want to help everyone do everything we can't, there have been entire books written on how to say no. That's how hard this is for people. But the more you practice the above tips that I'm talking to you about, the easier it will be for you to say no. Saying no is about setting boundaries for yourself. And you know what? People won't dislike you for saying no. They're not going to just all of a sudden not like you because you're saying no. And if they do, ask yourself if these are the people you want in your life. Because I'm sure they'd be fine with it. And if they're not, you got to think about, do you want these people in your life? Like if you have a friend that's, you know, making you do a lot for them, then you have to revisit your friendship. Also set a timer so you get the time you need. So earlier I mentioned, you know, put it in your calendar, have a timer go off, bing, like it's time for self-care. But not only do that, I want you to also focus on how much time you're going to spend and put that, set your timer on so that you have that time to yourself. And how much time? I think we're all different. So you decide how long you need and set the timer and take that time for yourself. All right. So let's now talk about the benefits of carving out time for yourself. But before we do that, I wanted to mention again that I'm thinking of doing that 60-day challenge in January. At the end of the challenge, you will have an organized home. How cool is that? It's a great way to start the year off organized. So once again, if you want information, just send me the word challenge on Instagram or in our free Facebook group, Organized for Success, or on kathymcohen.com, and then I'll send you the details. All right. So if you're still not convinced that carving out time for self-care is important, here are some of the benefits. It reduces stress and anxiety. It boosts your self-confidence. It helps to avoid burnout. It improves self-compassion. It protects your mental health. It can lead to better relationships. It can improve your overall health and so much more, right? So those are just a few of the benefits that will help you if you do have self-care. So are you not sure where to start? Because that's a lot of people say, I don't even know where to start. I have no idea. Well, here's some inspiration for you. You could do journaling and reflect on your life. You could cook a healthy meal from scratch. It doesn't have to be from scratch, really. But basically, you know, just, you know, following a recipe or something like that could, you know, have that time to yourself. That could be a way of self-care for you. Breathe, right? Take time to yourself. Read a book on cognitive health that helps with negative self-talk. Or, you know what? Any book for that matter. It doesn't matter. But that's just an idea. If you have a lot of negative self-talk, you can, you know, read a book on that, on cognitive health that helps with that self-talk. Or like I mentioned, you can read any book, because reading to me is a form of self-care, as long as it's not like schoolwork or work, books, business books. It's got to be more of something away from that, right? Something else. You could try meditation. Exercise, including walking and hiking. You can listen to a podcast like ours, the Organized for Success podcast. You could watch Netflix. And yep, if you need to take a break from everything, get lost in a guilty pleasure show on Netflix. Hey, go for it. You know what? I still think that this is okay to watch Netflix if you need that downtime. Maybe you would not think of that as self-care. Personally, I do, because you know what? I do this every evening. It's my downtime and I need it. It gets me away from thinking about work and other things. It's just my downtime. So Netflix works. Or you could take a nap. And I know that some people can have a 20-minute cat nap. I have never been able to do that. Like, can you lie down for 20 minutes and get up and feel refreshed? So many people I know do that. And I couldn't. I can't do it. Because if I fall asleep during daytime, I will sleep for hours. If I was to take a 20-minute nap, I would wake up grumpy because I would want more sleep. But that's just me. So if having a short nap works for you, then do it. Or you could go to the spa. That's what a lot of my friends do. They regularly get their nails done or they have a massage, and that works for them. That is their time. Personally, I don't do that, but that's just me. I bet you I'm probably one of the very few women that don't do that, but that's just me. You could declutter and organize your living space. What? I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking that is work, but that's what I do. I know. I bet you are wondering what. You may feel like decluttering and organizing is no fun at all, and it's more work, but it will make you feel good to have an organized and tidy home. You will feel so much better. So it is kind of a form of self-care if you think of it that way. Recently, I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day, and I was having a bad day and I was kind of feeling sad. We all have those days, right? And I wasn't motivated to work. I did not want to do any work at all. And I know I had emails to respond back to. I know I had social media that I had to do, but I didn't feel up to it. So instead, I cleaned and organized my home. I threw on a podcast and I got down to the nitty-gritty of cleaning and organizing. And it felt so good to have my home organized and clean because I was feeling down. It helped me lift my spirits. When I told my friend that I was feeling a bit down, so instead of working, I cleaned and organized my home, and she said, what? What? And she said she would have just sat on the couch, watched TV, and ate snacks. And you know what? That's okay. Because, you know, for me, I wanted to clean and organize. That's just my jam. But the thing is that if she did take that time to watch TV and have a snack, hey, you know what? It's okay. That's what she would need, because that is what her body and mind wanted her to do. So, you know, you have to find something that works for you and make it happen. Also, you deserve to have time for yourself. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to do what you want. So go ahead and do something for yourself. If someone asks you why you're doing what you want to do, say you're, I don't know, say you're going to go and go to the spa or something, and somebody asks you, why are you doing that? You can just tell them that Kathy told you to, because I give you permission. Go for it. Whatever it is that you need for self-care, I give you permission and do it. Okay, so that is it for this week. If you haven't joined our free Facebook group, be sure to join Organize for Success. I always put organizing tips, challenges, specials in there. So come on out and hang out with us. That's at facebook.com/groups/organizewithaz4success. facebook.com/groups/organizewithaz4success. I'd love to see you there. Have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you next time.